Hi guys, welcome to the Pet Quarter, the pet nutrition podcast that helps you feed your pet better. On each episode, we answer your questions from allergies, dog food brands, and everything in between. Please submit your questions at info@thepetquarter.co.uk with the subject podcast. We have the best community in the world. Thanks for listening. If your dog suffers from gut health issues, you might have considered, or you are probably looking at Nutripol probiotics and prebiotics. These supplements have become extremely popular among dog owners because so many dogs nowadays suffer from multiple health issues. Now, the first thing I'll say is that this video is not sponsored and I'm not trying to sell you anything. And I think that's very, very important to say because everybody is trying to sell you something in the pet food industry. Anytime you look at a probiotic or a prebiotic or any other supplement, the first thing you need to understand is that they are going to be effective on the margins. This is not something that's going to help full on with the issue. This is not something that's going to help with the issue and tackle the issue head on. This is going to be an addition to your dog's diet. So the first thing I want you to do is assess whether the diet is on point for your dog and if you could better that diet. And if you cannot better that diet, then a supplement could be very beneficial. When it comes to Nutripol, the first thing I want you to do is to look at the ingredients. We are very, very big believers in looking at ingredients in everything you give your dog. And the ingredients we see here, they are pretty good. We have a probiotic blend, we have chicory root, we have Greek yogurt as a natural probiotic, and all these ingredients, such as dried pumpkin, can indeed help your dog's gut. So the ingredients are all natural. We also see things like oregano, flaxseed oil, coconut glycerin, and rosemary extract. And again, these are all natural ingredients and natural occurrences in nature, which is something that can actually help your dog. Because believe it or not, everything your dog needs for their health is found organically in the food. Now, as we specialize in nutrition, we see this all the time. People who are actually looking for the wrong things. So before you buy any of these ingredients and any of these supplements, I want you to do something with me. I want you to assess your dog's diet. And this is something that happens to us all the time. We specialize in nutrition and we see hundreds of dogs coming through our branches every single week. And in 90% of the cases, the diet is not very good to start with. And we can actually put the dog on a better diet and skip and avoid you spending more money on supplements. So the first thing I want you to do is assess and read all the ingredients you are giving your dog. Make sure you do not see any of these inflammatory ingredients to start with. No wheat, no barley, no corn, no soy, no meat and animal derivatives, and nothing weird like animal fats or meat meals, for example. You have two different camps here. Any inflammatory ingredients are indeed very hard for your dog to digest. Remember that your dog doesn't have an enzyme in the mouth called amylase, which breaks down starches. So any starch you give your dog whatsoever, whether that's a carrot or rice, it's going to be impossible for your dog to break it down in the mouth. It will be able for your dog to break it down in the liver, pancreas, and kidneys, but they do not have the ability to start breaking down starches in the mouth. So anything you see that's refined, that can potentially convert into sugar, and that's inflammatory, for example, if you eat too much pasta, you might suffer from a bit of bloat. This will be the same if you feed your dog a lot of wheat gluten. For example, if you feed your dog a lot of wheat, a lot of rice, a lot of corn on a daily basis, once, twice, or three times a day, that's going to cause some gut health issues down the line. So do not underestimate the power of nutrition. That's the first thing. Any inflammatory ingredients must be cut out from your dog's diet. And the second thing you want to do is you want to assess that you do not feed your dog anything unspecific. If you see in the ingredients list something like meat meal, meat and bone meal, animal derivatives, meat and animal derivatives, things like various sugars, things like animal fats, I want you to swap to a different food and potentially try a single protein food whereby you choose one single protein and all glycemic, all low glycemic carbohydrates. We do not want to see rice, but we would prefer to see sweet potato or oats, for example. Those would be a lot lower in the glycemic index. Before you buy any NutriPort supplements or any supplements whatsoever, it is very, very helpful for you to assess what you are giving your dog first. And then we can potentially add some supplements. We can add a source of soluble fiber, for example, something like chia seeds. They will be soluble fiber, or something like insoluble fiber, for example. If your dog eats grass, grass will be insoluble fiber, and the same will be with any natural fur product, such as rabbit ears, such as lamb ears, or anything furry that you might give your dog, which is natural. If you want a natural probiotic, we can give our dogs something like tree bark powder, which contains slippery elm and marshmallow root, something like psyllium husk, for example, natural psyllium husk, that can be very beneficial to your dog's gut and to your dog's stomach. Before you try to explore and venture out into the world of NutriPort or any other supplement company, understanding the potential pitfalls in your dog's diet will indeed be very beneficial for you in the long run, and it will be a lot cheaper for you. Remember that these supplements are not going to be cheap. So anytime you buy something in addition to your dog's diet, that's going to cost you a bit more money. So it's incumbent on you to be able to determine what you are giving your dog first, and then try to introduce a probiotic, a prebiotic, a source of soluble fiber, a source of insoluble fiber, or go the organic route. So many people overlook altogether what they are giving their dog to start with, and then they will try to pinpoint and they will try to seek out all the ingredients and all the supplements to give the dog when the diet is not up to scratch to start with. If you suspect your dog has an allergy, remember that there's three types of allergies, and you can find videos on this channel that break down all these allergies, and we do seminars all the time, and you can find them in the link below. The first source of allergy is an environmental allergy. The second one can be a nutrition allergy. There's something that you are giving your dog that's not agreeing with them. And the third one can be a litter specific or breed specific. Or you can have a combination of two or three factors there. So for you to be able to understand where your dog is coming from gut-wise, you have to address the problem first. And if you really want to help your dog, and if you really want to know what you are giving your dog, and if you want to be able to assess what you are giving to your dog, I want you to watch this video next. Every week, hundreds of dogs walk into our branches with problems we solve. Would you like us to take a look at your dog's diet? Are you tired of going to the vet without making progress? You can actually book a one-to-one consultation by visiting thepetquarter.co.uk and under the tab consultation. Do you want to learn more? Follow our YouTube channel.